Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have everybody with us here on the grid. It's a Friday night, heading into the weekend on CNL. Seattle got on the board, Joe.
Big dunker, Cal Raleigh,
going yard.
Cal
that's
Raleigh.
Nice. So I got in just in time with that 5.5. I'm in the mix.
All right, good. Pump it up.
And we're rolling there. Pump it up.
Speaking
of pump it up, I mean, when's that going to pump up? I mean, honestly.
You just chill.
I mean,
might be this,
let's go.
Listen, stop. Don't talk it down.
Jeez.
Leave that to me. Don't worry about that. All right? Stay in your lane. All right? Let's talk about something that we both know.
To the moon. To the moon, Joe. Come on.
It is to the moon. Yes. All right. Come on. Let's go.
We have a lot to do. We got the Derby tomorrow. We've got all these games. The Rockets and the Warriors are going to start any moment here. 1-0 Blues lead the Jets as they start the second period in the hockey. We have at some point too, Joe, we have a game 7 tomorrow night in the hockey with Colorado and Dallas. We have a game 7 in the NBA with the Nuggets and the Clippers.
Yes.
Tomorrow night. So we
love
have
the
to
Nuggets. I'm telling you that right now. Love the Nuggets.
No. I'm on the other side.
There you go. There you go. So. This is it. Yeah. Okay. Thankfully, we're not on air. It's great. Thankfully.
We're not on air tomorrow night. Mike Carver in the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for the two.
That was really, you put a lot of juice into that.
Because you beat me down in the first hour. You know, you just, where's the excitement? Where's the energy? Where's all of it? And now you just got me in a whatever. It is what it is. Maybe we can start to turn Joe's frown upside down as we get ready for the...
I haven't had the frown. I'm aggravated almost every night. It don't matter.
Run for the roses. The Kentucky Derby. What is this? 151st, Joe? Is that what this is? 151st running?
It doesn't really matter. They run in church.
Yeah, it actually does. It matters.
You want the background? You want the history now? What do you, who does the Tirico? What are you, Tirico with the history? Huh? You're giving me the history of Churchill Downs?
It is, by the way, the 151st running of the Kentucky Derby. This Luis Robert for the Sox, he's getting hot too, Joe. We have to start getting him in, this Luis Robert.
I'm going, I'm telling you, tomorrow, Ellie De La Cruz, homer, tomorrow.
He's been quiet.
Torpedo bats.
All right, here's what I got, Joe. So obviously the 4, Rodriguez, is scratched.
And the 10.
Out.
And the
chopped.
10.
And the 10, Grande. But that means that the 21, Baeza, is in now. I've heard some things about that horse, Joe. I've heard some things about that horse.
Here we go. Yeah, with the sheriffs. Could be on my card.
The sheriffs.
Okay. Yep. Good. Okay.
Your morning line favorite is this Journalism.
Don't like him.
Well, you wouldn't like. You're never gonna play the favorite. So I mean, there's just nothing. You're never gonna play the favorite. You might as well just come right out with it, Joe. People have been waiting all week for this. You've been teasing it nonstop. Who is it? Who is going to win the Kentucky Derby on late Saturday afternoon, early evening?
I think it's the 11, Flying Mohawk. I think the 11's got a very good shot. I like the hole he's coming out of, second half of the field. If we're looking at, you know, just overall why I don't like journalism personally, and I don't care what horse people say and, you know, his pedigree and his previous runnings, he's right in the middle of the field. They are going to box him in with a wet track. With a wet track, he's going to need a perfect ride to get to the outside or navigate through that. I wouldn't even put him in the top three, even though he might be the best horse. I think they're going to just converge. He's going to be boxed out, and I'm taking the horses wide. I'm taking from 10 through 21. I like the 11, Flying Mohawk. I like the 19, Chunk of Gold. And favorite, I did take Vinny Viola, Sandman with the Field, in a trifecta. Those are my three horses, the 11, 17, and 19. I don't like anybody from 1 through 10.
Not in on the Luxor Cafe, huh? You're not in on the Luxor
Sold.
Cafe?
Sold.
Admire Daytona.
But he comes from American Pharaoh and Mary
Citizen
Fogies.
Bull. Citizen Bull.
Yeah, Citizen Bull. You know, the one coming in there, they're going to pin him too.
One's yeah, but need for a guy who always, you know, you're always a long shot guy playing the Sandman. I mean, that's, you know.
The Sandman is Vinny Viola's horse. What? So I have three horses. He's a 7-2, 9-2 favorite. I played him with the Field. What? I gave you the 11 and 19. How many more horses you want? Here we go.
I'm just saying. You know, here's why that's your main play. The Sandman's your main play because
no,
you boxed the triple. You boxed the triple with that horse.
I boxed the triple with the 11 and 19.
That's not what you said. Not what you said
that's
at first.
That's what I said. I have all three horses to win and boxed in the trifecta. I have straight the 11 to win and the 19 to win. I don't have the 7.
Why, if you don't like the 1 through the 10, why not take the 1 through the 10 out on and give yourself a better price?
No, I'm not doing it. Just in case.
I mean, take some more tickets off the board. I mean, yeah, this
must... I don't want to take tickets off the board. I want what I want. I have the 11 and the 19 to win straight. And I have all three horses, the 11, 17, and 19, to win and field for the trifecta. What more? Why is that bad?
Still trying to save. I mean, you got like 600 bets in now. I mean, it's just, how could you not win? Like, honestly, like, you got enough plays?
How could I
not
win?
You got enough plays in the race?
You want me to tell you how I cannot win? The 11, 17, or 19 don't come in first. That's how you don't win.
Might as well just did field at this point. That much gas you got. 1-1. Jets tie it up, Joe. Come on. Heart of a lion here.
I have never wanted to just like literally jump through the screen more so than I have tonight.
By the way,
you're just sitting back there. You're working for the Benevolent Association, the police, PBA, you're garnering up stuff. I like that. That's good. We love the blue.
This is a very old shirt.
Is that a coaching shirt?
No. Reviewing the goal. They're reviewing the jet goal, I'm sure.
What are your horses? I just gave you three.
I got a couple that I'm interested in.
I have the horse guys too under the buck. Vinny Viola is definitely going to show. He never is out of the money. Somehow, some way, that horse is coming.
Oh, he's never out of the money.
Nope.
Never.
Nope.
No goal. What a joke. It really is. No goal. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Nice effort by the Royals tonight. They get shut out in Baltimore. You know, Joe, I should have picked up on that because it was so fishy line. The Royals have been smoking hot. that Kramer has been an absolute stiff for the Orioles, and for some reason the Orioles were favored tonight. That should have tipped you off right there, Joe, that there was going to be a problem there in Camden Yards tonight. Should have tipped you off. Just not doing good enough. Just have to do a little bit better.
Yeah,
Carver
and
Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back on the grid right after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
All right, Joe.
So did this game start? Like,
which game?
Did this hot basketball game start?
I just watched them tip off now. They just tipped off at 9:15 East. So like they're, really, they're finally underway.
Unbelievable. All right.
So they're under, we're rocking and rolling. All right, here's who I'm going with, Joe. These are the horses. Now, I have not, unlike you, I have not put any of the plays in tomorrow. So I have nothing yet in. But I'm going to tell you who will be on the card for me in this race. First of all, you don't like any of the horses 1 through 10, huh?
No. The only one I put a little trifecta in was the 6, Admire Daytona.
Yeah, I don't like him, so that's a good thing. I'm upset that they took this Grande out. I liked the Grande.
Why?
I liked Grande. I thought it was a nice combination that we were going to have there. It's unfortunate that they took him out. You know, I've heard enough good things about this horse that got added that I'll be in there.
Yeah.
With the Baeza, okay. Sheriffs, and Pratt.
Yeah.
So I'm going to definitely have that in there. Big short resume, big chance, it says here, Joe. Short resume, big chance. That's what I like. I'm that's willing to go for that. You said you like this chunk of gold?
I do. I have him.
All right. I'm going to cross him off. Now, I guess I get to play one chalky play because you did too, right? I get a chalky pick. I'm going to be playing this Sovereignty, this 18.
Okay.
Junior Alvarado and the Mott, Billy Mott. We're going to get him in there. So that'll be, I'll be keying that as the chalk. Near the top of the board. I'm going to get that 21 in there. And then I got to play a couple of these horses between 1 and 10 because you're not going to be in on them. So I'm not sure who we like yet. You know, I really can't take this Luxor Cafe. Maybe the Admire Daytona, but the Japanese horses usually don't do well here, right, Joe? Horses that come over from Japan.
It's absolutely right, Carver. Just keep in mind, looks like a very wet track tomorrow. Mm. Very wet track.
Could be this American Promise at 30-1. Could be American Promise.
All right. Precipitation 55%. Humidity 78%.
I can
run in the slop.
I can trust Lucas at the Derby. I got no problem trusting Lucas.
He ain't riding the horse. Just remember that.
He trains them, Joe. He's trained a lot of them. He's trained plenty of winners. He knows what he's doing. Okay.
Okay. Yeah,
when you're only parachuting in for 4 or 5 races a year, you go with the guys. You know what you do, Joe? This is a real bell cow spot. You go to the bell cows, the trainers and the jockeys who have been there before.
Yeah.
This is
well,
a bell
what?
Cow race.
Changing of the guard. Okay. Vinny Viola won a few years ago. Okay. Nouveau Riche. New money, baby. It's coming in. It's a changing of the guard. The Italians are taking over. The the horse game. The Italians, just remember, forget Wayne Lucas, forget that clown Bob Baffert. It's Vinny Viola under the 17. The 17.
I really don't love what you're doing here, Joe.
Yeah, because you're bashing everybody. You don't love what I'm doing. You're gunning for me. You're gunning for me. Chunk of gold scratched. Who are you? Richard Dreyfuss?
Yeah, I like that. That was one of the best parts of that movie where he ran around asking everybody who they liked, and then he crossed them off.
What was the movie again?
Let it ride. And then he'd go over and, hey, who you like? And he'd find, you know, he'd find the complete money burn hump laying again. He'd find the mushes, and he'd find, who do you like? I like the six. He crossed out the six. He's crossing out. Oh, that he lands on that one. It was a great, great film. Such a great movie. They just don't make films like that anymore. They really don't. It's a shame. Shame. Paul New. Richard Dreyfuss.
Get a chuckle out of you.
Outstanding.
Get a chuckle out of you is a tough gig. You know?
Well, look, I mean, man, not a lot. I'll tell you, Joe, not a lot of scoring here in the early going. So this might be a blue-collar game. Was that Van Vliet in the corner who hit that three? Was that Van Vliet?
Yep.
Who hit the Warrior three? Steph?
Jimmy Butler. Green. Draymond.
Nobody's got him.
Shooting a lot of threes, Draymond. I need this Texas Ranger game to open up, man. 6-3.
How about this? 1-1, Jets goal. Is this one actually going to count? I'm going to count this one? All right. Josh Bell with a homer.
Jalen Green with a point.
Yeah, I hope he sprains his ankle. Wow, how about this, Joe?
You know, that's not this, right by
how
you.
How about this brawny man on Twitter going after you? Here comes NBC Joe with Sandman rolling with the talking heads who were on that horse all day long.
Good brawny. I also have the 11 and 19 guy.
He said, before you even run smack, I'm sitting on a cool 150 profit with a nice trifecta because I bet the off races where the real cash money's made. He's right. The real money's made on the Friday of the Kentucky Derby, not on Saturday.
Congrats. That's what
I told
him. NBC
Joe, rolling with the talking heads. Joe's with the talking heads. Carver and Lisi, SportsGrid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Can they start scoring some runs in this Mariner Ranger game, Joe? Like what happened out here tonight? Is Leiter and this Wu gonna throw great games? Like what?
I don't know. We got first and second.
Here?
Can you root it in? We got first and second. All right.
Can I root it in?
Bases loaded. We got bases loaded. Let's start getting a little excited. Okay? Bases loaded here. You could be very close to cashing that ticket. All right? Sid Dead Red Kid. Come on, a bloop and a blast. One out. Bloop and a blast.
I think Raleigh's up again now, too.
Is he? Cal Raleigh?
Big dumpers coming in, yeah.
All right. They can't walk him. They can't 4-2 Padres. That game opened up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
11-7 Houston here in the early going.
Yeah, the same man, Thompson,
crashing the boards. You know why, you know why the they boards. Took that? I figured out, Joe, why they took that Podziemski line off for a couple minutes and readjusted it. He didn't start. Yeah. Heald started.
0 for 1 from 3.
Yeah, he'll probably have more O's too because he stinks. Tarp's coming on the field in Atlanta, it looks like.
That's good. Could we call that game?
Yeah, you got the over there, Joe. You got.
Could we call it?
I don't.
Kyle Raleigh's up. Could he go
Let's go, Kyle. Don't look at the ColecoVision. Let me tell you what happens. Okay? So that's all your plays for the horses? That's it? That's all you got for me?
How many horses you want? I gave you 3.
You know, what about the other races?
Stop. Don't do this with the other races. You want to bet the other races and waste money? Go ahead. I'm sticking to the Derby. Okay?
All right.
I'm sticking to the Derby.
Whatever you want to do. It's fine.
Oh, okay. All of a sudden, you got it all figured out. Well, you talk to the horse people. What are your guys telling you? Well, don't hold back.
I got a big card today, actually. I got a bunch of guys. I got a bunch that came through.
Blurt them out. Yeah, Paul Blart. Right,
Let's go. I'm pulling them up now. Give me a moment.
You know? Come on. Sit that red, kid. Sit that red.
The 6th race, number 2, Built. This is the Gino B. It's me, Gino B's card. The 8th race, the number 2, Banishing. 5-1 price. 10th race, the number 9, Emery. 6-1. See, Joe doesn't like this because if there's not double digits, Joe wants big numbers. He doesn't like single digits. That doesn't get Joe excited. Doesn't do it for Joe. It's not enough.
Did you realize the Texas Rangers are getting no hit right now?
I did not know that. Who's got a no hitter going?
Lighter. Not Lighter. In play. In play. Come on.
Woo's pitching for Seattle. Lighter is pitching for the Rangers. Is it in play? What do you got? Double play? Huh? They score? Did he homer?
ColecoVision's. It looks like it's gone. It looks like it's gone. Granny Smith. That's it,
Granny
Cal Smith. Raleigh. You're almost there. Let's go.
Come on.
Come on. Can we get it?
Big dumper.
Oof. All right. Job. Nice job.
The Granny Smith comes through.
All right. Okay.
All right. Okay. I need to get something going here for this night, for these night games. Because you know what? We've got to have it like last night. Last night, the LA and Tiger and the Rocky Giant games were good to us. We got to go right back to them here.
Can I get this over in Cincinnati? 10.5. It's 5-1. Like, I mean, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? Like, what's going on? 5-2, San Diego. 5-2. Here comes MDC Joe with Sam, man. Okay. All right. All right, Bronny. Okay.
That's pretty good, though, I will say.
What, because I picked one of the favorites? Because we know that the guy always wins? I mean, come on.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. This Green got a tech like 3 minutes into the game, Joe. Like, honestly, what are we doing out here?
I don't know.
What are we doing? Nah. 2 assists for Jimmy already. 2 assists for Jimmy.
Talking your position, you feel good?
Talking my position. Same thing you do all the time around here. Same thing you do. The whole show is you talking your position.
Oh, really?
Talk your position the whole show. The whole show is you talking your position.
I see. I'm the only one. I see. I'm the only one.
Talk your position. Right. It's okay. Nothing wrong with it. Right. You know, you got to do it sometimes.
Late heroics from Toronto again. Two runs in the bottom of the eighth. Incredible.
These Red Sox wait eight innings to bust out too. 6-1 Red Sox.
Yeah, this is it. So basically, 6-0.
There it
Mariners.
Is. 6-0 Mariners. 5.5 a winner, Joe. Over 5.5.
Good job by you. Good job by you. So there you go.
This rowdy Telez.
Why? What's the problem? I thought you liked the Blues tonight.
I'm on the Jets.
Could have saw that coming. So
we talked about it extensively last night. Who do you like in the game 7, Colorado Dallas tomorrow?
Colorado. I already took Colorado to win the West, 6-1, I think.
So you and I don't have any problem with this. So you're just talking your position. That's it. That's okay if they just admit it. I'm talking my position.
I don't even know what that means. What does that mean? I'm talking my position.
You're letting the future do the talking.
No, I know what it means. I know what it means, but
you're
obviously
letting the future do the talking.
So it's a game 7. I bet the Avalanche to win the West. Does that mean I expect them to lose game 7?
I just said.
How is that talking my position?
I understand it, but you're letting the future do the talking.
Well, no. Now that we're breaking down the X's and O's,
get the whiteboard out. Get the whiteboard out.
Sam Rosen, why don't you tell me? Tell me what the X's and O's are. Sitting next to Esposito, why don't you tell me what I'm missing here in terms? Every year that we've been on the show, okay, we've been doing the show. Is this our third or fourth year? Right?
I don't know at this point.
It doesn't matter, right? I know. It seems like it just melds together. But the bottom line is you've been betting the Dallas Stars to win the Stanley Cup ever since we started.
Colorado.
7-0 Seattle. 7-0.
Opening it up. They're opening it up. Wow, who hit that? Oh, it was off the wall, this Williamson. I guess they started late in Pittsburgh too, Joe. Why is it only the fifth inning there? I guess they must have had a handle it. Who hit that three? Three gives the, was it Podzemski?
Tari Eason.
All right, come on.
What, for Houston?
No, for, it was Moody. Moody hit it.
What score do you have? I have 23-21. What score do you have?
I have 20-19. I'm way behind. 2 threes for Van Vliet. 2 threes for Van Vliet. Let's go. Let's get Podzemski involved.
8-0, Seattle. 8-0.
Jeez. How about that, Joe? What do you like? So you like the Nuggets tomorrow night?
Yes.
In the game 7.
I like Joker for 35+ tomorrow night.
Joker for 35+.
Yep.
How about 14 assists?
Really? Really? Okay. All right. Yeah, sounds like a win.
I like playing him for assists. Catch some value with those numbers sometimes, Joe.
Okay.
Some value.
All right.
Are we taking Indiana for the series against Cleveland?
Yes, and why don't we take a shot on Indiana to win the East?
So you think they're going to be Cleveland and Boston?
Yes. 7-1 Boston. Speaking of Boston, breaking out. They 6. They had 7. I guess the guy got caught at the plate or something.
Wow, wait, unbelievable. So you're going to get a, Game 7 in Winnipeg on Sunday night.
Whiskey Sour.
How about that?
Hellebuyck is a stiff. 4-1 Blues. Two of those goals are pathetic. On it. It's insane.
Matias in on the hockey, man. He's in on the hockey. Yeah, look at this Gray giving up a double to Soto. Soto taking Gray deep into the corner now for a double.
All right. All right. What's the score? 2-2?
No, 3-2 Cardinals now, actually.
Mm. All right.
He's stabilized after a rocky start, Joe.
I know.
All right. Let's get this Kerry Carpenter right out of the gate here. This Kerry Carpenter. For Detroit.
Could I get a rain out here in the Atlanta game? Could they just completely rain out? Well, that's highly unlikely.
Yeah, I don't think that you'll get that, to be quite honest with you. Man, this Belozo the clown, he didn't pitch that. He 4 2/3, 4 hits, 5 runs. Here's Carpenter, Joe, leading off. Come on, Carpenter.
Come on, baby.
Started off with a bang for the Tigers.
A bloop and a blast. A bloop and a blast, guy. Can we get a bloop and a blast?
Well, no, we want... Which game are you talking about, Joe?
Any game right now. I need all these games to open up. I'll tell you.
See, the problem is, even if you get one or two of them to open up, you have them connected to like one or two others that haven't.
Thanks, Carver.
Unfortunately, you try to get every game over, which just doesn't happen that often. Alonso with a 2-run homer. Alonso off of Sonny Gray. Didn't have Alonso tonight, Joe.
So what's the score? 4-3?
4-3 Mets. Wow, this Alonso. That was a good shot. Smash right. Special, Joe. That's what that was.
Yeah, that's what happens. You know,
this Carpenter got a hit, but I don't think he. But no home run, unfortunately.
When you're on the wrong side, you're on the wrong side, Carver.
Who's on the wrong side? All right, Adams with a bound. Come on, let's get these bounds, Adams. Let's go. Let's get these bounds.
So all my guys are stuck in neutral. Van Fleet, 2 assists. Dylan Brooks, 1 bound. Heald, no threes. And the screen with 2 points. Where's the screen? Is he back out there? He's back out there.
He's being guarded by Jimmy, Joe. So he's on lockdown. House arrest.
He's right.
Interesting.
He's right. Wasn't the night to take him. Wasn't the night to take him. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
All right, Joe, we are getting to the end of the first quarter. We just hit it. 25-21 Rockets lead the Warriors out in San Francisco. 8 for Van Vliet. He's got 2 threes. 4 for Jalen Green. 8 for Şengün as well. The Warriors got 6 from Butler. 5 from Curry. He's got a 3. Green has a 3. Moody's got a 3. And that's about it. This Pozemski came. He did not start, but he came in. He played 7 minutes. Didn't even take a shot. That's upsetting to me.
1-0 Angels over Skubal. There it is. Skubal. Somebody homered.
Wow, who homered off a Scooble? That's not easy to do.
Yeah.
Your boy, Zach Neato.
Neato.
Getting it done against Scooble. How about that?
Yeah, I need a miracle still. We'll see.
A miracle?
Miracle at the Meadowlands. Hopefully.
Good shot by Neato. Neato.
Hello.
Cheerio. Your boy Cheerio.
These Rangers, I need them to score. Yeah.
You need them to contribute a little bit?
How about the Cubs, the Brewers? Could they contribute a little bit?
No. They completely mailed it in.
Did they?
Completely mailed it in.
I mean, back-to-back nights? They mailed it in last night, too.
Hit on the rocks out there, too. He got it, like, out to those rocks in left center field.
All right.
Good shot.
Okay.
Yeah, Joe, I don't like when there's only two late-night games on a Friday. You got to have at least three or four teams on the West Coast.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you got it. You got to spread. Can Walker homer here for the Astros in the eighth? Can Walker homer?
Cleveland's about to tie this game up against Toronto. Second and third, two outs.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they got two outs, Joe. They're down. You know, you got to still get another hit here.
Yeah, single brings in two. Single brings in two. I'm just saying. No?
So, are you good with this dinner spot you got for tomorrow? Where are you going to watch the race?
North Jersey.
It's a big area, but all right. I'll take it. So, North Jersey. Like, you know, is that like if I cut go right across the middle of the state, you're in the top half of,
correct.
I cut the state right in the center, and then you're in some part above that, or you're north of Newark, north of Manhattan, like where are you? Where are you going? You don't have to tell me where. You pinpoint it a little bit better than that. North Jersey.
I'm going to be in Bergen County.
All right. Okay.
No good?
No, it's your area. It's not my area. I wouldn't be able to tell you somewhere good to go there. But you're going to a separate place for where you're watching the race and where you're having dinner.
Correct. Okay. Correct. I'm staying out.
What does that mean?
I'm out. That means I'm going out in an area. I'm staying in the area at a hotel. And then I'm going out to watch the games.
Is that right?
That is right. Correct. Yes.
All right. Wow. How about that?
What?
You know.
What? No good?
No, I didn't say no good. All good. All good for me. Ah, man. Just missed one, the Reds. The Stevenson. Ground rule double. Man, there is nobody left in that place.
No, huh?
Quiet in Cincinnati tonight. Well, they waited like, what, 2 hours or so for the rain delay? Can Adams get some boards here, Joe?
I need Dylan
Adams
Brooks.
Get some boards?
I need Dylan Brooks to get some boards. You know? Would be nice.
Why'd you play him?
Here we go. Why'd I do this? Why'd I do that? My therapist. Here he is. Why'd I do everything? I don't know. He wants to know everything, this guy. All right. There you go.
Toronto got out of it, Joe. Toronto wins 5-3.
Nice job by them. It's a nice job by them. Good job by them. What could I say? On the court, Zagoon, Van Fleet, Smith, Adams, and Holiday. There you go.
No green?
No green.
Maybe because he's been a complete hack in this series. Maybe that's why.
About 4 points. Maybe he'll turn it on in the second half. Maybe. No? No?
I wouldn't be so sure.
No, okay. There you go.
Okay. I would not be so sure, Joe.
Is that what it is, Carver?
I don't love this start for Golden State. This is starting to look to me, Joe, like this is going to be
blue collar game.
A blue collar game is what. Who hit that three?
Quentin Post.
Wow. No, I'm way behind you, Joe. You got to remember. I just saw a guy on Houston hit a three.
Okay.
Way behind you.
All right. What are you going to do?
Yeah, well, once we're done, I can go watch it on the real TV and not on this streaming screen that I'm watching it on now.
I'm watching everything on ColecoVision.
Even what I have is better than the ColecoVision. ColecoVision is just the worst. Can't have that at all. Can't have it at all, Joe.
Can I get some runs here for Cincinnati? Second and third, one out. Can I go big fly?
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, here with you. I've got, Joe, let me just get an update because I know my screen is probably way back. 36-30 Rockets with under 8 minutes to go in the first half.
Yeah, ugly first half. Ugly.
Yeah, this is Joe, this is not conducive for points, for props. Like, this is an ugly blue-collar
leading scorer's going to have 10 points, 17 points here. We're like, really scrounging to get, you know. Yeah? Why?
I mean, we needed to open up a little bit. There's obviously, that's the one part about these games. There's a lot on the line, and they tend to tighten up. That's why I've seen all those numbers today. Have you seen all the NHL Game 7 under 62% of the times in the last 20 years? NBA Game 7s under. It's always unders in these Game 7s.
I know.
I'm going after it tomorrow night. I think Dallas, Colorado's an over.
All right, let's hope, right? The over in Edmonton. How crazy is the over in Edmonton came out the other night, McDavid with no goals? Typical Edmonton, right?
Yep.
Am I wrong?
No, typical. It's true.
Whenever we bet him to score, it's always the other guys. When we bet the other guys to score, he scores three goals. Can never win with that team.
Not going to get a disagreement from me there, Joe. Not going to get a disagreement from me.
I don't know.
This Dingler's been getting a lot of hits for the Tigers lately. This Dingler.
Carver, I need a miracle.
How do I feel about what?
I just need a miracle here. You know, you've been against me. Congrats, you've been hot. You've been having, you know, your little giggles all the last couple of days. You and your little army over there, all the you know, closet Carver fans.
What, the home run guys? Nice. The home run guys. That's all they are. The guys that play the homers.
You know, great job, Carver.
Please, Joe, all you do is get bouquets around here on social. That's all you do is get people throwing you bouquets. And you got a problem because we hit a couple homers last night? Really?
Yeah,
man, yeah, you can't share any of the spotlight at all. It's got to be all on you.
No, right, exactly.
All on you.
Bright lights, big city.
Get a couple of homers. Have a good night. And the most important thing, which you're downplaying, the most important thing is that a couple of the listeners went to the window. That's what matters the most.
That is what matters. You're absolutely right.
And you're downplaying
right.
it. You're downplaying it.
No, no, don't say it. No, don't twist it. You're twisting it.
This is where you wonder. I would, you know, people talk about who's blue collar, who's not, who's, you know, who's, you know, crack crab and lobster, and who's not. It's for situations like this. The, you know, just not the common everyday guy. You're talking down. A couple of the listeners who like the homers, they got a couple slips last night. That was no good.
Good for them.
No good. Good. No good.
For them. No, they got it. They got it. They need, you know, everybody needs a little extra coin in the pocket. Everybody got it. I know. It's good. You know, good for you. I'm happy that the crew came in. You know, and typically the homers lead to overs, you would think, but that's certainly not the case all the time. So.
Not all the time. I mean, we get a couple, but the problem is, as I always say, is you got them linked with like four different other ones. Four different other overs. Trying to catch four alt overs all at once. Not easy. Mm-hmm.
Got to pick the night. Got to pick the night. Sometimes you're hot, sometimes you're cold. What could I say? Last couple of nights, no good. Maybe we could get it all back with the Derby. But what do I know? I'm not a horse guy, you know? I don't wear leather chaps. You know what I mean? Unlike some people. You know what I mean? I'm not walking around with a top hat. Huh?
Who does that?
I'm just saying.
Sounds like you got somebody specific in mind that you're referring to.
Yeah.
All right. Joe, I hope all the horses come in this weekend. Hope all the horses come in. All right, great job. Enjoy the game sevens. You'll have two tomorrow, one NBA, one HL, and now definitely one NHL on Sunday as well. We'll see if we get another NBA with the Rockets and the Warriors here tonight. Great job by Mathias. We're back on Monday. Carver and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio. Have a great weekend.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com. Mom.